This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The first of many freezer-packed COVID-19 vaccine vials made their way to distribution sites across the United States on Sunday. News cameras caught the trucks leaving the Pfizer facility in the U.S. state of Michigan for the first time on Sunday as the nation's pandemic deaths approached a horrifying new milestone of 300,000. The rollout of the Pfizer vaccine, the first to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration, is one that health officials hope the American public will embrace. The first of two shots are expected to be given in the coming week to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Government officials confirm the U.S. Treasury Department and other government agencies may have been hacked by a sophisticated group working for Russia. The hackers are believed to have stolen information related to internet and telecommunications policymaking. U.S. National Security Council officials met on Saturday at the White House to discuss the reports. NSC spokesman John Ulyat said, "The U.S. government is aware of the reports and they're taking necessary steps to identify and remedy any possible issues." The Reuters news agency, which first reported the breach, said U.S. intelligence officials are concerned that hackers use similar means to break into other agencies. Later on Sunday, the Commerce Department confirmed one of its agencies was breached. Niger voted in a long-delayed municipal and regional election on Sunday. The vote comes a day after local officials say an attack by the Boko Haram jihadist group claimed at least 27 lives. The attack also happening 2 weeks ahead of a landmark presidential election. The full story is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Security forces in Belarus have detained dozens of people as opposition demonstrators marched and rallied in Minsk and other cities. Protests continue to pressure strongman leader Alexander Lukashenko to make political concessions. Human rights group Vyasna said that nearly 180 people were detained during the protests on December 13th, with most of the arrests reported in Minsk. The demonstrations came as opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya was scheduled to appear at events in Germany as part of her efforts to rally international support for Belarus's beleaguered opposition. The country has been roiled by unprecedented political opposition since early August, when Lukashenko was declared victor of a presidential election that opposition leaders said was flawed. Presidential loyalists skirmished with anti-Donald Trump demonstrators over the weekend in Washington, D.C., leading to dozens of arrests, several stabbings, and injuries to police officers. Police in Washington said they arrested nearly 30 people for a variety of offenses, from assault to weapons possession and resisting arrests and rioting. The violence broke out after sundown on Saturday. President Trump continued to hold out hope Sunday that he won his reelection bid last month. The president claimed it's not over a day before the Electoral College meets to formally pick Democrat Joe Biden as America's 46th president. President Trump holding on to claims of election fraud despite dozens of court challenges that have been decided against his claims that he was defrauded of another four-year term. In an interview with media outlet Fox News Sunday, the president said he won the key battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia. State election officials have decided otherwise, however. An electors meeting in state capitals throughout the country on Monday are expected to confirm the presidential election of Biden. The Electoral College determines U.S. presidential elections, not the national popular vote, although Biden leads there, too, by more than 7 million votes. Federal and state courts have rejected more than 50 lawsuits by President Trump and his allies seeking to upend the election results in battleground states Biden won by varying margins. London and Brussels agreed to go the extra mile in coming days to try to reach an elusive trade agreement despite missing their latest deadline to avert a turbulent no-deal exit for Britain and the European Union at the end of the month. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the president of the EU's Executive Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, had given negotiators a Sunday deadline. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.